Dashava. I'm the national contact point for legal and financial and innovation in SMEs, and also European research infrastructures. But today I would like to speak about the European Innovation Council. As Jakub has stressed out in his presentation, you should read the work program. For those who are lazy, they do not want to read the work program, there is the European Innovation Council, but it's only really... that's why we actually choose this topic also for today's presentation, because the topics published in the field of transport are quite specific, and they are very oriented on a specific target group and specific products and services. And the European Innovation Council is a new initiative of the European Union, and all calls that were or all calls that are open in European Innovation Council are not oriented to the topic. That it means that actually you can choose whatever whatever field you would like to submit a project proposal, and you may choose among various types of projects. As you might know, the first one is the FET, Future and Emerging Technologies, and then Fast Track to Innovation. Future and Emerging Technologies are dedicated to a lower technology level. It means that actually it concerns the basic research. However, the topic is not limited, so basically if you would have a topic in the field of transport, you may apply for the Future and Emerging Technologies. Fast Track to Innovation is also a cooperation project, but it aims on innovation projects. That means that actually you need to have a specific technology readiness level. It should be a technology that is already tested in specific surroundings or environment, let's say. These two types of projects are cooperative. That means that actually you have to create a consortium. You must have that's are called multi-beneficiary grant agreements, that you need to create the consortium composed from at least three subjects from at least three different countries. The difference or the most favorite ones among entrepreneurs is the SME instrument phase one, phase two, and then soft blending. As you might have heard, the SME instrument is running from 2013. However, from 2018, it was changed, and now it's not published in under the specific topic, but it's open to any field that you would like to apply. But actually, it should cover Horizon 2020 general topics, how to say, or societal challenges. And then the last one is the soft blending. Here is called the soft blending. Actually, it's access to risk finance and other technical assistance that might be provided to entrepreneurs. Okay, so actually the phase one, it's changed. Actually, you may not find it under the topic of, or in the field of transport. It's a separate call that is just called the SME instrument feasibility study phase one. The feasibility study is awarded by the grant of 50,000 euros. It does not aim at really at research and innovation. You need to, or you are required to, hire experts that would create or prepare for you the feasibility study, which means that actually you need to have a special technology that you would like to apply to the market. So actually you may hire experts in the field of marketing, in the field of competition, intellectual property rights, price regulations, standardization, whatever you might need to actually create a project proposal in phase two, and to have a very good described expected impact in the project proposal. It's very demanding, because the lump sum of 50,000 euro is not classified into special costs. Actually, you will get 50,000, and you will spend it on whatever you want. So the Commission will never check the exact costs. The SME instrument phase two is more complicated, because actually the project proposal is of 30 pages. However, in phase one, you've write a project proposal only on 10 pages, which is actually there is only one activity, the feasibility study. And in phase two, you need to describe all activities that should aim, for instance, on prototyping, validation, demonstration, testing in the real world conditions, whatever you would need, that you actually need to get the prototype into the commercialization phase. You may also subcontract a university or a research institute to perform for you all scientific work. However, these project proposals are much more complicated than actually you might know under the research and innovation actions or innovation actions, because the expected impact has to describe the expected turnover on your company, the expected turnover or the sale of your products or services, also the size of your company, market size, everything what it takes to bring your company to the market, and also that goods and services to the market. That's why also the evaluation procedure was changed for the SME instrument, but I will talk about it later on. The grant that you may get is from 500,000 or 2.5 million euro, but the funding rate is 70% because it's the innovation action. And this is also called all projects that are actually the European Innovation Council are called a fast track to innovation, because those projects might last only or should last only up to 2 years in comparison with the normal or current projects that are normally scheduled for at least 3 years. Okay, a soft landing. There's a third phase in European Innovation Council or in financing of entrepreneurs. Actually, it consists of providing to entrepreneurs or small and medium enterprises. Actually, it doesn't cover only small and medium enterprises. It covers entrepreneurs in general. So actually, it can be also mid-caps or large companies. They would like to use EU funding or EU-supported funding by bringing their innovation products into the market. So actually, you may request a special called access risk finance instruments that are guaranteed or provided by the European Investment Bank, European Investment Fund. That some of these financial instruments should be implemented also by national intermediaries that are national banks. And there is also a novelty, which is called a technical assistance, that is actually call for scientists that may provide a mentoring for companies that need a special, competencies while doing their research. Okay, so actually this is the compilation of what the European Union wants to know, how do they want to support small and medium enterprises, which is equity-free funding. That means basically that you will get a grant and all the results from the grant will remain in your company. You will get all the ownership and you will not you are not requested to share the income or the revenue of that technology with anyone else. The business coaching that maybe get through the technical assistance, also Europe Enterprise Network, and then the acceleration services that maybe get through access to risk finance instruments. Okay, so this is actually just the overview on the European countries and how they submitted so far, which means from 2013 till 2017. We are quite in a low position because we got only one SME phase two project from Košice. I think Czechs, they got at least two. The most successful are Spanish and Italians. It's also due because Spanish and Italians have the most, they have the most the biggest number of evaluators also. So actually, if you want to apply, please apply, because we would like to see your support. And what is interesting is that in phase two, there were 608 projects financed to the European Union. So it means that actually they should have completed in 2 years the entire innovation process. And it was actually when it has such impact on market that they attracted almost 700 million in private equity investment. So actually out of them, out of that number 608, 120 small and medium sized enterprises were supported afterwards by private investments. As a result, and I wanted to show you also the statistics concerning the transportation, because transportation was on the third place behind medical healthcare, that is always the most profitable, and clean tech, and then there was transportation. Also, thanks to that diversification, the European Union decided to change the topics in the SME instrument, so actually it would be more attractive for the private investment. Actually, in order to make to motivate and challenge small and medium-sized enterprises, especially also for even for Central Europe, applicants, they also changed the system of the evaluation. As I showed you before, the success rate is only from 4 to 7%, which is actually very low. That also, as we have seen the evaluation summary reports and the statistics for the evaluation, there was a very small difference in the percentage between those subjects, those projects that were financed, and those who were just above the threshold, but they were not financed. So basically, the evaluation is very, it's very speedy, because it takes only 3 months for the SME instrument. However, if you actually submit for the larger projects, that it may take 6 months. And since some applicants that were quite disappointed, they changed the evaluation, and actually there will be a meeting in Brussels that also the applicants that they submitted for the SME instrument must come, and they have to present their project and present and ask for questions from the jury. So actually they would exclude those whose projects were perhaps drafted by a consultancy, and the applicants really could not really justify, and later on could not attract a private investment. So that's a really big change for the SME instrument. And that would be the end of my presentation. And I gave you also the links on the self-evaluation form and the project proposal, comments and recommendations that were actually recently published by the project also of national contact points. That's called Access for SMEs. And in Slovakia, then you can actually contact us. I think my colleagues now are preparing a special seminars for SME instrument applicants that are only by the invitation and will not be published on our website. Do you have any questions? Okay, so we can proceed with my colleague.
Meantime, my name is Peter Benio. I also work as a legal and financial NCP, but I'm responsible for the financial issues. Vierka is responsible more for the legal issues, legal aspects in Horizon 2020. I'd like to ask you one question. How many of you are from private sector? Could you just raise your hand? SME or big company?
No.
You don't know. Sorry?
SME.
SME, small and medium-sized enterprise.
Okay, the small one.
Small one, okay, great. Owner, maybe? No. And the rest is from the university, correct?
Almost.
Almost, almost.
You should ask who's from the university.
Who's from the university?
Academy.
Academy, okay, okay. Public sector.